So Troy Flannery on the line with us. And Troy, this is season number three. No doubt expectations will be high. How do you as the head coach approach the 2019 campaign?
Great question. You're correct. The expectations are high internally and even, you know, myself personally with respect to how it's gone the first 2 years. I remember last year at around this time, you asked me about a sophomore slump. And again, I think I gave the answer. I didn't know what to expect. I can't say that anymore. I know what to expect. And we're coming back off a good season. We came up just short, obviously losing in the North American semifinal. And we want to go back to that point, and we want to win this whole thing. It's a lot of work, a lot of resources put into this platform, and the expectations are to win. Having said that, as per usual, there's going to be other clubs that have a lot to say about that. The league has deemed our conference the group of death, so to speak, and I very much believe that if you look at the teams that LA Galaxy have put together on paper, Santa Clarita, Colorado, and we have the new kid on the block down in Regina, Queen City. So it's going to be another competitive conference, but expectations are high. We're a good team. We know what we need to do, and put all the paper aside and go play some games here shortly.
And you just fell short of making the final, so no doubt I think other people will see you as a target. You've almost got a bullseye on your back right now.
Yeah, it's fair. I think initially we snuck into the league and nobody knew who we were. You know, we're that team from Canada and we didn't get a lot of respect in that regard, and we managed to finish second in year one. Last year I felt it was a bit of the same. You know, can they do it again? Were they for real? And tremendously proud of the experience last year and the fact that we did win the conference. And again, to go to the Final Four in Michigan, super frustrating experience, rewarding but frustrating. We score right away. Everything's fine. We're up on Houston 1-0, whom we've beaten twice in our young history. And I've said it before, the worst thing that happened to us on that day with a young team is we scored right away. And we learned some lessons, and it was a long trip back. So, yeah, we had a great season, but, you know, it could have been wow. Mm-hmm. If we took that next step, and the intent this year is certainly to be wow.
So kind of what I gather from you is there's a sense of unfinished business.
Perhaps. I'm sort of always wired that way, and mm-hmm. even if it were to end a little bit more positively last year, it'd still be that regard. You know, we're going to push hard. We have this underdog syndrome, so to speak, that I'm happy with within the camp. We are that group from Canada playing a U.S.-based league. Perhaps we don't have some of the accolades with respect to stadium or this or that, or some of the, you know, the resumes of some of the other teams with respect to their signings. But we're proud of the fact that we have Canadian content. We're proud of the fact that we've got Alberta and Calgary content, and we just embrace that, and we want to turn some heads, and that's part of it as a team. As a coach and GM, you know, our job is to showcase these young women and get those that want more, mm-hmm. get them to the next level, whether that be NWSL or opportunities in England or France or Sweden or wherever.
Yep.
That's part of it. And as you know, the other part of it is for those that return to university seasons after this short season is to help them have career years, which has been our history. That's what's been occurring thus far. Some odd 14 players have gone on to Europe to play, and then others have gone on to career university season. So you put all that together under, you know, one banner, and you have a pretty motivated group that just wants to have success.
So tell us about your group, if you can. Who are some of those key returning players you have this season?
Right up the spine, we've got Emily Burns back, who's three years now as our goalkeeper. Obviously, she split some time last year with Steph Labbe. But Burnsy in year one was an all-star, so she's back and coming off a good U Sports campaign. Yvonne Northover, grandma, we call her, she's back. I don't know if it's going to be her last year or not. She said that last year, but she looks fantastic thus far in our preseason. Rihanna Morani is back. She was another big, big piece to the puzzle last year. Sarah Kinsner is back. So if you look at our midfield three on paper of Kinsner, Northover, and Morani, that's as good as it's going to get anywhere at this level. And They have some experience. They have some international experience, and we have all three of them for a full season, so that's exciting. And just our core in general returns, and we have Joelle back up front, and she's healthy this year and looks good thus far, and we've added some good pieces in and around that core from the university scene, and we're pretty excited. We get to see Tanya Boychuk here this year. She talked about it last year, and she's coming to us via Edmonton from University of Memphis. Our back four, totally different. It's one of the things that we wanted to address. We have two young women from the UK here, Bo Jackson and Charlotte Potts. And in our fullbacks, you know, we'll look at a Grace Storty, who was super young last year, 1 year older. Talia White, Maya Lee comes to us from University of Calgary. So a good core we've assembled. We have 25 players on the books, so to speak, and 18 dress. We've got much, much more depth than we had last year, which is what we needed when we went to the North American Finals. We lost some players to pro contracts and going back to university. So this year we've added more depth and have lots of different options available at our disposal. And it'll be interesting to see how we line up and who makes the step into the 11.
Just turning our direction in terms of teams in Canada, because I feel like you've almost paved the way a little bit, because finally, and you mentioned it before, we've got a second team, and it's a Prairie team, which is pretty neat because it creates almost a derby between yourself and the team in Regina. What kind of discussions have you had with the coaching staff over there?
Well, I don't want to like those guys, but I do, because they're great guys, just unbelievable people, and the whole staff they've assembled there under Hugh. Hugh called me a couple of years ago to ask questions about UWS, and I get quite a few of those calls and questions, and, you know, it gets a little bit tiresome, and you're like, okay, whatever. As soon as they find out the price tag, I won't hear from them again. Yeah. And he kept calling, and he kept calling, and he kept calling. I don't mind to tell him. He's a little bit annoying. And then all of a sudden, hey, we're going to do this. And again, I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. Then I see him in Chicago at the AGM, and he had his platform together, his finances together, and started to put his plan into action. And I'm so excited. I'm so proud of the fact that we've got somebody else here in this league, because it is a great league, and it's sort of unknown up here. And I'm excited about the rivalry. I have all the time in the world for those guys, but as I've said before, as soon as the referee blows a whistle there in Regina in a couple weeks, I'll get nasty pretty quick. That's our job. But right now, really proud of the fact that they joined us in this venture, and can't say enough good things about Hugh, his staff, and what they're doing there in Regina. I think it's fantastic.
So when it comes to your home field, where will the team be based out of this year for that home pitch?
That's a magic question. There's been a lot of work and a lot of talk around that. We're going to play at the Foothills Fieldhouse, which is going to be branded here shortly, the Macron Performance Center. We're going to play on the outdoor pitch there. We've got stands coming in. We've got some, you know, logistical pieces that we're adding, and we're doing daily work on the field there to get it ready. And it's going to be a very intimate setting. It's going to be a tight little park. It's going to look great once we're done, and it's going to be a big home field advantage because it's where we train. And obviously, if the weather turns sour, we've obviously got the field house next door. But, you know, despite the fact this is the city's team, it's not meant to be just Foothills. We get lots of support from the other clubs here, and we've signed players from other clubs. We're going to play out of Foothills this year, and we're going to make it an extremely intimidating place to play, and uncomfortable for the opposition and comfortable for us. So I'm excited about that, and that's our intent is to play here this year.